Today's shiur is Masechet Megillah, Daf Lamed Beis, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the seventh line. We had learned in the Mishnah B'Tanis, on a fast day, they would read brachos for klolos, they would read the brachos and the klolos to teichacha, and the Mishnah taught us aim of seeking the klolos, and that when reading the teichacha, we're not allowed to make an interruption. We read the klolo, the teichacha, without any interruption during the reading of the teichacha. Actually, the Taz asks a very fundamental question in trying to understand this Gemara. He says, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, in those days, only the first person in the time of the Mishnah and the last person made a bracha. The first person who got an aliyah made a bracha before he got his aliyah, and then the last person who got an aliyah made a bracha after he received his aliyah. So as the Taz, we're going to learn now that we don't make an interruption in the middle of the teichacha in order not to make more brachas on the teichacha. Brachas were not made anyway. So the Taz gives an answer that the halacha that we learned in the Mishnah, that in the times of the Mishnah, separate brachas were not made for separate aliyahs, doesn't mean that separate brachas were not allowed to be made for aliyahs. What it means to say is that they did not necessarily make a separate bracha for each aliyah. But if they wanted to make a bracha, they could. And that's why, since some people chose to make a separate bracha, that's why the Mishnah teaches us, don't make an interruption in the reading of the teichacha. Another answer given is, although each person who got an aliyah did not make a separate bracha, that is not to say that the bracha that was made at the beginning of Kriyas HaTorah or the bracha that was made at the end of Kriyas HaTorah did not reflect and not refer to every bracha. And since it referred to every aliyah that was received, that's why don't make more aliyahs to have this bracha refer to more aliyahs. Another Taras the Chasam Sofer gives, that even though they did not make separate brachas HaTorah for every aliyah, they did say Baruch Hu Hashem HaMevayrach for every aliyah, and that's why we don't want to have more Baruch Hu Hashem HaMevayrachs said than on this aliyah of the teichacha. Another teretz that I saw goes back to something that we discussed in the last sugyas, that although our minig and the minig of all of Klal Yisrael nowadays is that they complete Kriyas HaTorah of all Chamisha Chumshei Torah in the course of a year, there was a minig in Eretz Yisrael, we learned, that they used to take 3 years to complete the Kriya of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So according to that, it could be that the teichacha was either the first or last aliyah read in a specific week. And if that is the case, our Mishnah's din, that we don't make an interruption, and we don't want to, and our discussion about making a bracha on a teichacha is a very relevant discussion. So, ask the Gemara Manani Mili, from where we know that we do not interrupt in the middle of the aliyah of the teichacha, answers the Gemara, Amr Chiba Gamda Amr Vasid Amr Kra. The pasuk says, "Musa Hashem bni Altimus." Don't disdain Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Musa. And if one makes an interruption in the middle of the kriya of the Musa of the Techacha, it's as if he's trying to avoid it, and therefore it's inappropriate to stop in the middle of Techacha. Rashi takes it a step further because the pasuk says, continues saying, "Va'tokoitz b'teichachta." Tokoitz means to cut. Don't cut the teichacha. Read it in one aliyah. Reshlokish shamis b'fisha ein amin bracha kal pronis. We don't say a bracha on a teichacha, and therefore we don't want to have any interruption in mul teichacha, because then the person will be making a bracha on the teichacha. Elahechi of it. So what do we do? Tana, we learned in a brisa, Shemascha Maskel Pasuk Shlofneim. The person getting the leave to Techacha should start reading with the Pasuk before the Techacha. Taisha says it should be 3 Psukim before, not start directly with the Techacha. Shemasayim Pasuk Shlofneim, we make a bracha not right after finishing the Techacha, but rather a bracha, a Pasuk after. Interestingly enough, The Shail Sechuv Sehelvul Choshloima discusses who should get the Aliyah of the Techocha. And he says that either the minig is that the Baal Kore gets that Aliyah, or they used to pay someone to accept that Aliyah. But one thing he strongly speaks about, he says that one should certainly make a bracha on that Aliyah. Of course, as we just learned, the Gemara, the Aliyah should start before and after Techocha, but to avoid making a bracha is highly inappropriate. And he says, Gevaldige Svara, he says, if in the time of the Mishnah, which we discussed earlier, where a bracha was not necessarily made on every Aliyah, still, our Gemara says that we make a bracha on the Techocha, albeit with the conditions that our Gemara is teaching us. Certainly nowadays, where everyone who gets an Aliyah makes a bracha when he receives an Aliyah, we have to be careful that the bracha should be said on the Aliyah of Techocha also. Amar Abaye, however, Abaye qualifies what we learned in our Mishnah, teaching us, Loishon al-Baklala Shabbatakaris Kahanim. These halachas that we're learning is regarding the Techocha, which is in Seidah Vayikra, in Parshas B'chukosai. Ava B'klolosh of Mishnah Torah, the Klolosh, the Techocha, in Mishnah Torah, in Parshas Kisavoy, there the halacha is Paisik. One may interrupt in the middle of the reading of the Techocha. My Tama, why? Says the Gemara, Halola B'losh in Rabbah Amuris, the Klolos mentioned, the Techocha mentioned in Parshas B'chukosai, I said B'losh and Rabbim, so it refers to everyone. And Moshe is repeating directly the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Halalu, however, the Techocha in Parshas Kisavoy, B'losh and Yochanan Amuris, are said in the singular, so it's not referring to every Jew. And Umashpi Atzar Amra, Moshe said it from himself. And as Tosfos points out, not Chas V'Shalom to say that Moshe Rabbeinu completely composed these Techochas, rather what it means to say is that it was said Beruach HaKadosh, but the actual words used were not the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah Evan explains, our Gemara indicates that there are two differences between Techocha and Parshas Kisavoy and the Techocha and Parshas B'chukosai to reflect the two reasons that we said we don't interrupt the Mil Techocha. According to the Mandama that says, because we're not supposed to disdain the Musar Hashem, here it's not the Musar Hashem, it's the Musar of Moshe Rabbeinu. And according to the Mandama that says we don't make a brocha on Techocha, that's on a Techocha that refers to everyone in Klal Yisrael, Parshas B'chukosai, which is said B'loshen Rabbim. However, the Techocha that's said in Parshas Kisavoy, that doesn't speak to everyone, so therefore it's not considered a full-fledged Peronius, and a Bracha may be said on it. However, the Halacha, the Rishonim already say, and that is what's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, is that even when we read the Techocha and Parshas Kisavoy, we don't interrupt the middle of the Kriya, rather one person gets that entire Aliyah, because in general, we try to have a situation where the beginning and the end of an Aliyah, of a Kriya, Satayra for an Aliyah, should be about Dvarim Toivim, nice things, not a Techocha, and therefore we don't interrupt. Even in our minig is that even in Parshas Kisavoy, when we read the Techocha, we do not interrupt in the middle. Levi Babuti have a Kari. Levi Babuti was reading the Techocha in Parshas Kisavoy. When he's reading the Techocha, he was mumbling it because it was the Techocha. Omoloi, so he said to him, Anachshav, you could do as you wish. However, I want you to know, Loshanu, all the halachas that we speak about regarding Techocha is only Eleklolosh B'Torah's Kahanim, the Techocha and Parshas B'chukosai, and Seid V'Yikra. Ava Shemishnah Torah, Techocha's in the middle of Parshas Kisava, and Seid V'Dvarim, Paisek Wang may interrupt in the middle. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Eloza Omer, Ezra Tikalam Yisrael, Ezra established for Klal Yisrael, Shikarin Klolosh B'Torah's Kahanim, that we read the Techocha in Parshas B'chukosai, Kodem Atzeres, before Shavuos, v'shebe Mishnah Torah and Techocha in Parshas Kisavoy is read Kodem Rosh Hashanah. My Tam, and what's the reason? Amar Abaye B'Tem Rosh Lakish, Kedei Shetichla Hashanah V'Klolosah. We want to end the year with the Klolos. The Klolos should be on the previous year and not on the new year. Answers the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Bishlam Shavu Mishnah Torah. We could understand what we just said regarding the Techocha in Parshas Kisavoy Ikka Kadesh Tech Lashonim Klal Yisrael. It's Rosh Hashanah. And we want to end the year with the Klalos that should be on last year, not on the, on the new year. Ash V'Tarez Kahanim. But we said that we want to read Parshas B'Chukosai before Shavuos. Ota Atzeres Rosh Hashanah Hi. Is Shavuos then a Rosh Hashanah that we have a concept of Tech Lashonim Klal Yisrael? And says the Gemara, that's in, yes. Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah Hi. Atzeres is indeed, Shavuos is indeed a Rosh Hashanah. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Ube Atzeres, on Shavuos, they're judged, Aperoi Sa'ilon, on the fruits of the tree. So we see that Atzeres Shavuos is considered a Rosh Hashanah. So Taisa says, La Halacha, that not only is the Halacha that we should read the Teichacha before Shavuos, and before Rosh Hashanah, but even we should try that the we should read the Teichacha 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, and we should have a week in between the Teichacha and Rosh Hashanah. And the same thing, we should not read Parshas Kisavai the week before Rosh Hashanah. Rather, we should read Parshas Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. Again, that there should be interruption between the Teichacha and Shavuos, the Teichacha and Rosh Hashanah. And as the Mefarshim explained, the point is that we should realize that the klolus, if anything bad happens to us in the course of the year, it's not because just this by coincidence. Tichla is from the word tachlis. There's a tachlis to these klolus that it should cause us to do tshuva. It causes us to realize that we haven't acted appropriately and now come to do tshuva and not do this in the future. It's interesting, in the Taisus that discusses this halachas, the end of the Taisus brings down an interesting din. Taisus says that whoever is asked to be the Balkaire should be careful that he should prepare the Kriyas HaTorah 3 times prior to actually reading it B'tzibur. He quotes the Pasuk, Azra V'Yisapra Tikra Chakra V'China. If Achrikan, only after Sapra, Chokra, and Achina, then the Yaimel Adam, he should read over the Kriyas HaTorah to people. Tanya. Rav Shimon Elazar teaches us another halacha. Im Yaimel Chazakenim, Sasar, if old people advise you to demolish something, V'yiladim, and young people advise you, B'nei, to build, Sasar, rather demolish, V'al Tevne, don't build. Even though usually building is much more constructive, and we prefer constructive acts versus destructive acts, here, do the destructive, demolishing, v'al tivne, don't build. The demolishing of old men is really building, it's beneficial. And the building of young is really demolishing, it's detrimental. Similar, Dava, where do we find this? By Rechavim ben Shloima. Rechavim, who took over his father's throne, his father Shlomo Melech's throne, so the people came to him to repeal, that he should repeal some of the hard decrees that were there previously. So there was a debate amongst Rechavim's advisors. The older people told him that's what he should do, he should be more liberal and repeal some of these decrees. And the younger people said, no, you have to stand tough. Otherwise they will not respect you. Rechavim listened to the younger people, and as a result, the people revolted, and that's when the Malchus, the kingdom by Klal Yisrael, was divided between Yeravam and Rechavim, because he didn't listen to the advice of the older people. The Mefarshim ask that what is the connection between this Gemara and the previous Gemara, although both represent Divrei Torah that was said by Rav Shimon ben Elazar, but Rav Shimon ben Elazar said many things. What pshat here? So Mefarshim, again, connected to the Teichacha. The Teichacha teaches us that sometimes things are tough. They're a stira. They represent destruction. But as we said in the previous Gemara, that destruction is for a tachlis. It's for a tachlis to recognize that we should do better, that we should do tshuva. So that's what the Gemara is teaching us. Don't always look at something, this is bad, this is good. Sometimes something which seems to be bad is really good, and sometimes vice versa. Tanur Rabbanan teaches us in the Braisa, Makim shemafsikim b'shabes shachris, in the place where we finish Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos in the morning, Shom Karm B'mincha. That's where we begin Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos afternoon B'mincha. B'mincha, where we finish Kriyas HaTorah B'mincha Shabbos afternoon, Shom Karm B'sheni. That's where we begin Kriyas HaTorah Monday morning. B'sheni, where we finish off on Monday, Shom Karm B'chamishi. That's where we begin on Thursday. B'chamishi, where we finish laning on Thursday, Shom Karm L'Shabbos Haba. That's where we begin next week Shabbos. Divrei Rameya. That's Rameya's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Makim Shemesik Mishabbos Shachris, in the place where we finish Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos in the morning, Shom Karm B'mincha B'sheni B'chamishi, that's where we begin to read Shabbos afternoon by Mincha, and Monday and Thursday, Ula Shabbos Haba, and that's where we begin the Kriyas HaTorah the next week, Shabbos morning. And the Yad David explains, what's the machlokes between Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda? Goes back to something we've discussed earlier. The Kriyas HaTorah that we lay Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos afternoon certainly was a decree made by Ezra. The question is, the Kriyas HaTorah that we read Shabbos morning, was that also made by Ezra? Was that also instituted by Ezra? Or was that instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu? If Reb Meir holds, that was all instituted by Ezra. So all four Kriyas HaTorah really are a takon of Ezra. So we begin Shabbos by Mincha, continue Monday, continue Thursday, and then complete the parasha Shabbos morning. However, Rabbi Yehuda, who, as we will learn in a moment, that's what we hold like, La Halakha, holds that it's two separate takonas. Ezra's takonah is Shabbos afternoon, Monday, and Thursday. Shabbos morning Kriya, however, is a takana Moshe Rabbeinu not to be connected. And therefore, we have to begin reading Shabbos in the morning, even while we read already Shabbos by Mincha, Monday and Thursday. Am Rav Zeira, says Rav Zeira, Halacha, what is the Halacha? Makim Shemafsikim Shabbos Shachris, where we completed laning Shabbos morning, Shom Karim B'mincha B'sheni Chamishi, that's where we read Shabbos afternoon by Mincha on Monday and Thursday, and that's where the Shabbos Haba we begin reading the next week Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, V'lei Ma'aloch Rabbi Yehuda. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So why does Rabbi Zeira have to repeat the entire din? He should have just said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Answers the Gemara, Mishum da Apchilhu. Because there's some Tanoim, there was confusion. What did Rabbi Meir actually hold? What did Rabbi Yehuda actually hold? To avoid that confusion, the Gemara is explicit in saying this is the halacha, not just says who the halacha is like. Tan Rabbanan, says the Braisa, when it comes when someone receives an aliyah, Pesach, he opens up the Sefer Torah, Viroya, and he looks where he's going to get an aliyah. There's no machloikis in this halacha. The halacha is one is supposed to identify where the Kriyas HaTorah he will receive an aliyah begins. The reason being, two reasons. One is one should recognize on what he's making a bracha. And another reason is that we want to avoid a hefsek, an interruption between the bracha and the kriya. So therefore, if we know exactly where the kriya will take place, we'll be able to begin Kriyas HaTorah as soon as possible. Now the question is, what should be done afterwards? So, goyel mevarich, according to Rameya, then roll up the Sefer Torah, say the bracha, and then after rolling up the bracha, and while the Torah is rolled up, you say the brachas, and then you begin to open it up and begin to read. Divrei Rameya. That's Rameya's position. Yehuda holds, Pesach V'Roya, open up the Sefer Torah, see where you're going to get, where your aliyah will begin from, and make the bracha, and read from the Sefer Torah. It says, ask the Gemara, my Tamad Rameya, what's the basis of Rameya's position? Answers the Gemara Ula, as Ula taught us. Amu Ula, the name Ma Amru. Why did Chazal teach us? Hakayre b'Tayra. One is reading from the Sefer Torah. Lo Yisayel Maturgman. He's not allowed to assist the interpreter, as we've learned so many times in this parak. They used to have a Maturgman read from the Sefer Torah, translate the Psukim, and we have to be very careful. Teaches us Ula that somebody receiving an Aliyah should not assist this Maturgman. Why? Kadesh la yomru targum kosmatira. In order that nobody should think that the targum is written in the Torah. So similarly here, Hochanami, Kadesh Lo Yomer Brachas Ksuvim B'Torah, we don't want anybody to make an error in believing that the Brachas HaTorah are actually written the Sefer Torah. Therefore, Rameh is teaching us, make sure that the Sefer Torah is closed when someone receives the Aliyah. Rabbi Yehuda, and why is Rabbi Yehuda not concerned with this concern that Rameh just expressed? Answers the Gemara, Targum Ikalamiti. When it comes to Targum, one can make a mistake that it's actually written in the Torah. And as the Rishonim explained, for more than one reason. First of all, there are words in the Torah of Targum. Since there are words in the Torah of Targum, people may believe that these words that are being written, that are being read, are also in the Torah. And also, since the Targum is so complicated, we don't know how someone can remember it. It must be that these Targum words are in the Torah. However, the brachas, number one, aren't so complicated to remember by heart. Moreover, we don't know where one's aliyah will begin and end. So there's nowhere where the brachas should be written in the Sefer Torah. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says there's no concern that one will make the mistake and believe that the brachas are actually written into the Sefer Torah. Brachas leklamiti. Nobody's going to make such an error. Amrav Zera, Amrav Masna, Halacha. What is the Halacha? Peseach. Open up the Sefer Torah. For Roy, Mavarach, for Kari, you can leave it open when you make the Bracha. Again, ask the Gemara, V'leim Halach, Rabbi Yehuda. So why doesn't the Gemara just say explicitly that the Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda? Why does it say out expressly the Halacha? Answers the Gemara. Again, Mishum the Afchavahu, there was confusion what actually Ramea said, what actually Rabbi Yehuda said. So to avoid that confusion, the Gemara spells out exactly what is the Halacha. So as we speak the Halacha Lamaisa regarding this Shaila, Mefarshim, the Paiskim say as follows. There is no Machloikis and there is no Shaila that regarding the Bracha that's said after one receives an Aliyah, there the Sefer Torah should be closed. Because since anyway there's going to be interruption, whether it's just an interruption to call up the next person who's getting an aliyah, or whether it's more of an interruption regarding somebody who's going to make a mishaberach, so therefore the Sefer Torah should be closed. The issue, however, is regarding what should be done regarding the first bracha. Because even though the Gemara, as we just learned, holds like Rabbi Yehuda, there's a machlokes, what does that mean? Does it mean that Rabbi Yehuda is saying the concern Rameyer expressed that one may think that the brach, if we see that the Sefer Torah is open, one may think that the brachas are written in the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned with that, but that doesn't mean he has any issue with somebody closing the Sefer Torah while saying the bracha. Or it's pshat that Rabbi Yehuda specifically does not want the Sefer Torah open. Rabbi Yehuda specifically does not want the Sefer Torah closed when making the bracha, because it's a hefsek, it's interruption, opening up the Sefer Torah after the brachas are made, and he wants to avoid that interruption. There's a machlokes what should be done. Some paiskim say that we should leave the Sefer Torah open but turn away. There are many paiskim that are not satisfied with that suggestion, because that's a bezoyin to the Sefer Torah, when one is turning away from the Sefer Torah. Another approach that the Mishnah Berurah suggests is keeping the Sefer Torah open, but closing one's eyes, so nobody can think that the brachas are written in the Torah. The Reb Chaim Vital says, Api Kabbalah, there's specifically an inyan to have the Sefer Torah closed while one is making the brachas even before receiving an aliyah. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Masna. Haluchais, the boards, the abimais, and the platforms, Eibem Shem Kedusha, don't have Kedusha. So, the platform, Rashi explains, was made for the king to stand on when he read from the Sefer Torah by Hakel, once every 7 years. Similarly, the Rambam says that the bima that the Gemara is referring to here is regarding a platform where the Baal Kaira reads when he stands on, when he reads from the Sefer Torah, when he holds the Sefer Torah. But the issue is, what are the luchas? Rashi, interestingly, says he doesn't know. He says, He says, regarding the luchos lo yedati mahim, I'm not exactly sure what they are. He says perhaps they were bored. They were used that the svarim that they wrote on, they had it like a cover in the front and the back, and that's what the luchos refer to. Others explain that it was also some sort of a platform that they stood on. Another pshat that I saw was such boards on which they wrote Divrei Torah, from which children learned from. Another pshat that I saw, it's like a writing tablet on which Seifrim used to write. Another pshat that I saw is the desks which the Talmidim used to sit by. Another pshat that I saw is that there are many Aron Kodesh they used to have on top of the Aron Kodesh, like a luchos, the way the luchos, like a luchos, many Aron Kodesh nowadays also have, and that's what the Gemara is referring to the luchos, and the Gemara is saying that it doesn't have the din of the Aron Kodesh, and doesn't have the full-fledged Kedusha, but certainly it has Kedusha. Omer Rav Shafti, Omer Rav Yochanan, Hagoyel Sefer Torah, somebody who's rolling together Sefer Torah, Tzorich Shem Yedena Atfar, he has to be careful that when he rolls it together, he should put it by his seam. The Mefarshim explain, this is the way to guarantee that it will be rolled together as tightly as possible. But moreover, if when someone is rolling together Sefer Torah, if he's going to roll it together too tight, and Chas V'Shalom tear, so if it's not by a seam, it'll tear by the seam and it'll be easy to repair, versus Chas V'Shalom, if the actual urea, if the actual cloth on which the Sefer Torah is written on, is torn. V'amar Rav Shtayu Amar Rav Yochanan, Hagoyel Sefer Torah, if somebody is rolling Sefer Torah, Goyel Amar V'Chutz Ve'en Goyel Amar V'Fnin, he should roll it the roll further away from himself, but not from the inner roll. So the way Rashi explains this Gemara is with referring to a situation where somebody who's rolling up the Sefer Torah has the Sefer Torah on his lap, one roll against his body and the other roll further away from his body. So what the Gemara is teaching us is that when he rolls it, he should roll with the roll that's further away from him, not with the roll closer to him. Why? Because if he turns the roll close to him, we're concerned that the roll which is further from him, which he's not in his hands, will roll away and roll onto the floor, which would be a big bazillion for the Sefer Torah. Other Rishonim, the Ran, explains that our Gemara is referring to way Hagba and Galila are done nowadays, and the Gemara is teaching us that the person holding the Sefer Torah, the person who had done Hagba, and was holding the Sefer Torah, should hold it with the rolls facing to him. The Ksav should be facing the person who had Hagba, and the back of the Sefer Torah should be towards the other side. And the reason being, it's more of a cover that way. And also, when we put the Gartel on the Sefer Torah, so the front of the Gartel will be in the front, and therefore, when we take open up the Sefer Torah the next time to read from it, we won't have to turn the Sefer Torah Chas V'Shalom upside down to get to the opening up of the Sefer Torah. Another halacha, Shuma Hatkoi, when he tightens the Sefer Torah, Mahatkoi b'befnim ve'im Hatkoi b'bechutz. So Rashi explains what this means is when he rolled the Sefer Torah to where he wants to be, and now he wants to tighten it, he should roll the inner roll towards the outer one and then fasten it. Because if he's going to roll the outer roll towards the inner one, he would have to reach over the open portion of the Sefer Torah with his arms, blocking the writing from people being able to see it. And we know that the halach is that we want people to see the writing of the Sefer Torah as the Sefer Torah is completely tightened. It's actually a schooler for remembering Divrei Torah. Tysus here, in discussing this Gemara, quotes the various psukim that should be said when taking out the Sefer Torah and bringing in the Sefer Torah. He says we'd say the pasuk of Taras Hashem Tamima. The pasuk of Taras Hashem Tamima has 40 words in it, representing the 40 days in which the Torah was given, And then Taisa says, we say other psukim, and Taisa says, we act like Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't, like we've learned in the previous Gemara, that we do not have to close the Sefer Torah when the brachas are made before one has aliyah. Vam Rav Shafte, Am Rav Yochanan. Asar Shakar B'Taira, if 10 people are reading from the Sefer Torah, Hagolish Behem Goyal Sefer Torah, and the most important person should have Hagba. The Chazon Ish says, when the Gemara says here, Goyal Sefer Torah, it refers to Hagba. Hagoyal Noitos Schar Kulon, he says the person who has Hagba gets the Schar for all the people who participated in the Kriya Sefer Torah. Dom Rishub and Levi, Asar Shikar B'Torah, if 10 people read from the Torah, Hagol Sefer Torah, Kibbutz Schar Kulon, the one who gets Hagba gets Schar for all, gets the Schar of all of them. Ask the Gemara, Schar Kulon Salkadaitach, he gets the Schar of all of them. Why do the other people lose their Schar? Why are they not worthy of a Schar if they participated in Kriya Sefer Torah? El Eima, Kibbutz Schar Kinen Kulam, his Schar is equal to all of them, and since this person who gets Schar, gets Hagba, gets such a great Schar, so that's why we want the most important person to get Hagba. This is Machlaikis. What does it mean, Asar Shekar B'Torah? Does the Gemara just mean that Kriya Sefer Torah, as we've learned, has to take place where there are 10 people? Or is Asar Shekar B'Torah means that there are 10 people that participate in Kriya Sefer Torah, the 7 people who get aliyahs, the Baal Tefillah for Shachris, the Baal Mafter, and the Baal Kairay? I was saying from those 10 people, the most important person should get Hagba. So the question obviously comes up is, if Hagba is such an important kibud, we don't find that nowadays we're careful that we should give Hagba to the most prestigious person in the shul. So one pshat that I saw why we give Hagba, Haglila, to children is to teach us and to represent how important chinuch is. Another pshat that I saw is that the Hagba that the Gemara is referring to is not the Hagba that we usually call Hagba after Kriya Sefer Torah. Rather, they used to do Hagba before laning. They used to open up the Sefer Torah and then lift up the Sefer Torah, opened up, that everybody should be prepared to know that they're going to read from the Sefer Torah and where exactly in the Sefer Torah they're going to be reading. So the person who's involved and preparing the entire tzibur to be prepared for Kriya Sefer Torah, he's the most important person, and that's whom the Gemara is referring to. But since in most shuls nowadays there is no minig to do this Hagba, that's why we don't have this minig that we're careful that the Gadol Shebekulon should get the Hagba. V'omer of Shaftia Omer Rabbi Yochanan. How do we know we can rely on a baskoil? Sometimes we hear like an echo coming from Shemayim, which represents some sort of a nevuah, and someone could accept what that says and follow that. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Vaznecha tishmana dava machrecha loymer." If your ears will hear something behind you saying, "That's zeh dava shatasa," that's what you should do. However, says the Gemara, Hanimili, the Shomer called Gavra Bamasa. If he heard a male voice in a town, they called Itasa Bedavra, or a female voice in the fields, which is unusual to hear female voices in the field, and even in a town, to hear any voice without seeing from where that voice is emanating is highly unusual. Therefore, a person could assume that it's a baskoil, and it should follow the advice that the baskoil is giving. However, says the Gemara, for who the Amah hin hin, only if the voice says yes, yes, or the Amah lav lav, or it says no, double. Since, as we find, says the Mashal, that by a shvua, if somebody says yes twice, or somebody says no twice, it's a lashon shvua, represents a vow. Here too, if it's said twice, it represents that this must be what you should be doing. Tosfos points out that there's a pasuk in the Torah, lo sanachshu. We can't just follow a simon and that's like superstition. So how come here we could follow this voice? So Taisha says that this is not called Nichush, this is only called a Simen. So the Mefarshim try to explain, what does Taisus mean? So Mefarshim explain that if someone doesn't know what to do in a specific situation, and he does make some sort of a superstition or sort of a simon, saying that this will happen, I should do it, or if I should, or I shouldn't do it, that may be nichush. Here we're not referring to such a situation. What we're referring here to a situation is where a person has a question about a specific situation, what should he or should he not do? And as he's thinking about what to do or not to do, he hears a baskoil that says twice yes or twice no. He should assume that in a shamayim, they're giving him guidance of what to do, and he could follow it. V'omer of Shafta, Omer of Yochanan. Kol ha-koyre b'loi ne'ima. If somebody reads the Vetayra without the trop, v'shoyne b'loi zimra, or he learns Mishnayis without the special niggin they used to learn Mishnayis, and as Tosfos explains, since they used to learn Mishnayis, Torah Shebal Peh, and they had to remember it by heart, it was an aid in being able to remember it by reading it, by singing it with a tune. All of our costs of Omer, regarding such a pasuk, v'gamani nosati lemchukim loytoivim. I gave him rules which are not good, u'mishpotim bal yichyu behem, and we cannot live with these mishpotim. Maskla Abaya asks Abaya, Meshum de la yodel of sume kala, because someone doesn't have a good voice, so he can't sing. Mishpatim la yichyu behem karispe, we're going to call him that he's not going to be worthy of living. He doesn't have a good voice, so that already disqualifies his limud haTorah. Says the Gemara, El kedra misharsha domer. He says what the pasuk is referring to is shnei talmid chachamim hayoshim berachas. If there are two talmid chacham that live in one city, v'noichen zeh b'zeh b'halacha, and they're not pleasant to each other in learning and discussing divrei Torah together, aleihem akasuf omer v'gam ani nosati lahem chukim leitovim u'mishpatim layichyu behem. So the Chasam Sofer explains the Gemara very beautifully. He says that what the Gemara means about shoyne b'loi zimra means that if a person learns Torah, but he doesn't learn with the pilpul haTorah, he doesn't try to understand the depths of the Torah, that is not called real learning. So he says what the Gemara is trying to teach us is that if we have two Talmidei Chachamim in a town who know how to learn Divrei Torah, but they do not discuss and cooperate together in coming to Psak Halacha, in coming to understand Divrei Torah, so they'll never have the right Psak, and they'll never come to the real Pshat, because the way you come to the real Pshat is by Talmidei Chacham talking to each other, by having that Kol Torah, by having that Pilpul Doraisa. And if Talmidei Chachamim refuse to speak to each other in Divrei Torah, they refuse to cooperate with each other, we won't come to the right pshat. We won't come to the right psak. And that's something u'mishpatim b'al yichyu behem. Amr aparenuch amr b'yochan. Kol ha'oichas b'sefer Torah orum. If somebody who holds on to the Sefer Torah with his bare hands, nikva orum, he will be buried without tachrichim. Ask the Gemara, orum sakadaitach, will he be punished so severely because he held on to the klaf of the Sefer Torah with his bare hands? Says the Gemara, Ela eima nikva orim b'lai mitzvahs. He will be buried without mitzvahs. Ask the Gemara again, b'lai mitzvahs sal kadaitach. He did mitzvahs. He taka did this wrong thing that he held on to the Sefer Torah with his bare hands. But why does that affect all of his mitzvahs? Says the Gemara, Ela mabaya nikvam orim b'lai mitzvah. He'll be buried without that mitzvah of, because he held on to the Sefer Torah with his bare hands. So Taisha says that's obvious. If he did the wrong thing, then when he held the Sefer Torah, he won't get any schar for holding the Sefer Torah improperly. So Taisha says what the Gemara means to say is that he's going to be buried without, while he was holding on to the Sefer Torah with his bare hands, he was learning from the Sefer Torah. He was in the middle of an aliyah. He won't get schar for that limud haTorah. He won't get schar for that aliyah. The Imrei Emes explains, Ha'icha Sefer Torah Orum. The Imrei Emes many times discusses the requirement for achana, for one preparing himself before he does a mitzvah. Ha'icha Sefer Torah Orum. He just jumps into a mitzvah, Orum, naked, without preparing for the mitzvah. That mitzvah isn't really considered a full-fledged kiyum ha-mitzvah. But the Chasam Sofer explains, Ha'icha Sefer Torah Orum means that somebody who looks at Sefer Torah as if it's naked, as if there is no pnimius. He just reads the words of the Sefer Torah. He just reads the words of the Gemara without understanding that there's so much depth and so much in this Gemara. And somebody who doesn't have that appreciation and that understanding what Divrei Torah are all about doesn't really get the schar for Limud HaTorah. Amr Rabbi Yana Berei to Rabbi Yana Sov Mishmei to Rabbi Yana Rabba. Mutav Tigola Mutachas. It's proper that the cloth wrapping of the Sefer Torah be rolled around it, but the Torah should not be rolled upon the cloth in order to wrap the Sefer Torah in it. It's more respectful to wrap the wrapping around the Sefer Torah, not to put the Sefer Torah in the wrapping and roll the Sefer Torah around to get it covered. The Mishnah taught us, Yidav Moshe es me'adei Hashem al b'nei Yisrael. Mitzvasam, the mitzvah is, she'ekoyrin oisoy kol echad ve'echad, that every yontif we should read bizmanoi the kriyas ha'tayru that refers to that yontif. Tana bonan, Moshe tikkun lam l'Yisrael, Moshe decreed, she'yishalom v'darshim bin yonish shal yoyim, we should speak about the subject of the yontif, Hilchus on each yontif. Hilchus Pesach by Pesach, Hilchus Atzeres by Atzeres, Hilchus Chag by Chag, the Lochus of Pesach and Pesach, the Lochus of Shavuos and Shavuos, the Lochus of Sukkos and Sukkos. The Mashal points out that the Gemara seems to ignore what about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. What does the Gemara say? That we should learn the Lochus of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So Mashal says, the what are the halachas of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The halachas of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are hilchas tshuva. Says the Mashal that hilchas tshuva we don't have to learn only Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Hilchas tshuva we have to learn every day. We have to do tshuva, and therefore the Gemara doesn't say hilchas Rosh Hashanah hilchas Yom Kippur Yom Kippur. But certainly the halachas of every yontif should be learned on yontif, and the Paiskim discuss that we've learned the halacha is shalom v'darshim v'hilchas Pesach kaidin l'Pesach lambidyoyim. They were supposed to learn them 30 days before Pesach. Yet here we're saying that they should be learned on the yontif itself. So the Bi'a halacha explains that when our Gemara says hilchas Pesach v'Pesach doesn't mean strictly on Pesach. What it means is, in all the days leading up to Pesach, and all the days leading up to Sukkot and Shavuos, we should prepare ourselves with learning the halachas of the Yom Tovim. The Beis Yosef says there's a difference between Pesach and all Yom Tovim. Pesach, where there's so many halachas, and many of the halachas are halachas that are relevant before Yontif, have to be learned before Yontif. However, the other Yom Tovim, there are not that many halachas that are relevant before Yontif, so we don't have to learn those halachas before Yontif, but we do have to learn the halachas on Yontif. And certainly say to Mepaiskim that even on Pesach, with halachas, where we spent 30 days before Pesach learning the halachas, that doesn't mean on Yontif Pesach we certainly also have to learn Hilchos Pesach. Others say that when the Gemara says that we have to learn 30 days before Pesach, Hilchos Pesach, doesn't mean we have to learn Hilchos Pesach. What it means is that if someone comes to ask, if two people come to ask a Rav a Shaila before Pesach, one is speaking a Shaila about Hilchos Pesach, one is about another subject, the Shaila regarding Hilchos Pesach takes precedence, but not to say that we don't, that, and that's what it means with Shlosh Yoyim before Hilchos Pesach. Tosfos ends this Masechta by teaching us that somebody who holds the Sefer Torah properly and treats Torah with the proper respect, his brach will be Oirich Yom B'Minoi V'Smoilei Oishe V'Chavod. And Rashi teaches us, and how appropriate are the words of Rashi for us who learnt Masechta Megillah during the time of Purim in this machzor of the Daf Yoimi. Rashi ends off the words, Melamed Shai medabri mam hilchus kol moed v'moed bezmanom. Moshe Rabbeinu taught them the halachas of every yontif during the time. L'haydiya, to teach them chukei elokim v'sayroisov. V'kimlu, v'kiblu schar mitzvahs. And because learning the divrei Torah that are appropriate to that time of the year, they got schar, aleim, they got schar, v'albineim, and the schar is for the children, b'zeh, b'olim hazeh, or b'bon olim haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us taka such a bracha of aleim, v'albineim, b'zeh, or b'bo, harun loch b'nei'i, v'slikalach masachta megillah, harun loch b'nei'i, v'slikalach masachta megillah, harun loch b'nei'i, v'slikalach masachta megillah.